Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
And Steve Kerr is going to be here in 10 minutes. And I would suggest that if you are in a spot where an internet window is accessible, Steve Kerr will also be on YouTube.
He will.
Steve Kerr will be on YouTube. So get over to the tube. YouTube.com/957TheGame, and you will see the resemblance between Mac Jones and Mark Grandy, and you will also see Steve Kerr. In 10 minutes, Steve Kerr, with his maiden voyage for the 2025-26 season, every single week here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game, starts in exactly 10 minutes.
First of how many appearances? Every week for the course of 8 months?
A lot more than he wants is the answer.
So we're talking upwards of 30.
Yeah, more than half of the calendar year. He joins us more weeks than he doesn't in a calendar year, for sure.
Man, that sucks for him.
Yeah, sure does.
Great for us.
Boy, we hold his feet to the fire, too, and I've had it.
What have you had it?
Well,
with what?
Because.
With
because,
what? This...
No, we.
What
need,
are you frustrated by?
We need to know why the contract hasn't been signed, Steve. We need to know why all of us talked about Jonathan Kuminga all offseason long while you were golfing. We need to know. No, we're gonna hang out with Steve, and there'll be a lot of Warrior questions, and there'll be a lot of fun questions because there aren't even any games to react to yet.
Steve, can you explain to me that substitution you made up in Portland in the second quarter of that preseason game? What were you thinking
you
there?
You started Will Richards. He's only a rookie. Why are you kicking games already?
Oh, he likes Will Richards.
Yeah.
Will Richards is going to play regular season minutes.
I mean,
especially because I think there's a pretty good chance Moses Moody does not play to begin the regular season.
We'll see.
I think you're going to see a good amount of Will Richards. And I know if Dibbs is somewhere listening, he's like doing victory laps right now.
Will can play at least. I mean, the billing is he can play on both sides.
Yeah,
and
he's not going to mess things up.
Yeah, if you play hard defense, then coaches tend to want to put you on the basketball court.
I do. We'll see. I do agree with Dibbs. I do like Will Richards.
Yeah,
Will Richards is going to be a good player.
I hope so. I reserve judgment until things happen that count. Because all preseasons are, you know, they're just that. They're preseasons. And so people are doing different things and trying different things and checking out different lineups. And so anyway, cannot wait to talk to Steve Kerr here in 8 minutes, and he will be on both 95.7 The Game and YouTube.com/957 The Game. So get over to YouTube now and you can take a look at Steve Kerr and our expansive discussion. When we first started talking about the Warriors about an hour ago, you could not contain your excitement, which I want to dig into because I think that of all the people I know and I talk Warrior basketball with, you might be the most optimistic one out there, which is kind of my thing. So stop stealing my thing. But why? Why are you so excited about this year?
I think they're going to be really, really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Why?
I think they're going to be a top four seed in the West. And the West is stacked, which that's not going to be an easy thing to do. But if they just get just a little bit of injury luck to break their way, I think they're going to be a really, really good basketball team. They have everything other than youth all over the place that you want out of a good basketball team.
Well, they don't have that big, huge rim protector center, dude.
Al Horford's a good defender.
Yeah, he is.
On the interior.
Yeah.
They missed that last year. They could be bigger still, yes.
Yeah, and Al is not going to be a 30...
He makes them bigger.
Not a 33-minute-a-night guy.
No, and he's not going to play back-to-backs most likely. We could ask Steve and all that. So, like, there will be nights still where there are holes there. They were a terrible shooting team last year, other than Steph Curry. Al Horford can space the floor. D'Anthony Melton can space the floor, and he's likely going to be back as soon as November. Seth Curry's not going to play major minutes, but he can space the floor. Now you can have three shooters on the floor, basically with every lineup you trot out there, and that was not something they could do last year. Not at all, especially once Jimmy Butler got into town. And they ran off that streak of wins, and that stretch of play once Jimmy Butler got into town without shooting. It was Steph, and it was maybe Pajemski here and there, and it was Moses Moody who would make a few, and then he hurt his hand, and in the playoffs couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Like, it was Steph Curry, and then you just fingers crossed for everybody else. Now you have a legitimate floor spacing big in Al Horford, which they have been dying for forever, honestly, since like Murray Spates. And he's more of a floor spacer than a big, never really played big. He played like a 6'9" guard. Like, that's who Murray Spates was. I think you just give them a little bit of health, a little bit of luck on health. I think they're going to win. The minimum is 50 wins for this Warrior team, in my mind. And I think they could go as high as like 57. 58 wins. I really do think that's how good that this team is. They got point of attack defenders.
They have a lot of
answers. And D'Anthony Melton and Moses Moody.
They got answers.
You have so many great defenders that you can put on the floor at any time. Steph Curry's not an amazing defender, but in the overall view of team defense, he's good there.
GP2.
Yep. Moses Moody's a plus defender. D'Anthony Melton's a plus defender. We know what Draymond is. We know what Jimmy Butler is. Al Horford is a really good defender. You have good defenders all over the place, and you have good shooters all over the place, and you have a lot of players that look to pass the ball to those shooters. I don't know. I think if their group, their veteran group, just stays healthy, which I know is a big if, I think they're going to be really, really good.
I mean, it's interesting to me that, you know, let's take Al Horford, for example, who has publicly stated that the reason he didn't stay in Boston is because Boston does not offer them a shot at a championship. And the reason for that is Jason Tatum and that injury. I mean, the Eastern Conference right now was totally taken over at the end of last year by Achilles injuries.
Yep.
From Dame Lillard to being sort of exiled off the team to Jason Tatum to Tyrese Halliburton in the final game of the year, all of these things. And oh, by the way, what did Tatum and Halliburton have in common? They ain't 35. Those are dudes that are in their mid-20s, in their prime. And so I agree with you. Is it more likely that a 35-year-old struggles with injury than a 25-year-old?
Yes, of course.
Obviously. Obviously.
And it's not like I'm saying they got to play 80 games for them to win 50-plus. No, if you just get 65 out of those guys.
I don't think, this is how I'd answer it, it's not an automatic that they're all going to get hurt. I hear that from a lot of people as if it's just an automatic that these guys are all going to suffer major injury. Are they all going to suffer minor injury? I would bet on it.
Yeah.
I would bet on that for almost all players throughout an entire 82-game schedule.
The grind.
But they've got to manage that. And the question isn't really about being healthy for the whole year. The question is about being healthy at the right time, as we've learned. Steph Curry wasn't healthy leading into the playoffs 3 years ago. Then he was. Then they won the whole thing. And so that's what you're really looking for. And there's no way to control that. There's no way to, you're right, we're just hoping against hope. But I'm with you that if they get a break here or there in terms of health and the timing of the health, from a personnel standpoint, they got a lot of answers to a lot of questions.
I think, and this is one thing that I want to ask Steve coming up here in a few minutes, I think this is the best that the Warriors organization can feel about their opening night roster since they won a championship.
That's an interesting way to put it.
2021 opening night, when you trotted out there Otto Porter and Nemanja Bjelica as like your additions and, the unknowns.
Remind me of what the issues were the year after that and the year after that. Like, I remember last year, the opening night roster was in such a state of flux that Steve was literally with us.
Playing everybody.
Yeah, it was like, we're just playing everybody.
Included guys like Lindy Waters.
We're just going to we're in exploration mode. And then Melton got hurt not too far into the season.
And that jacked everything up.
Totally. And there was a major acquisition to come in the name of Jimmy Butler. And I think that's a big piece of the puzzle this time around, is that like the Warriors know in this moment essentially who their team is going to be.
Yes.
Even at the second half of the season. The only question is the obvious one. Is Jonathan Kuminga still on the team in February or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what your core and bread and butter is now all the way through the season. You didn't know that last year.
2 years ago, the major question was, how does Chris Paul fit in?
Oh, right.
And that felt like an awkward thing from the beginning. There was the whole you coaching in the preseason.
Yeah.
And then the year prior to that was fresh off the championship. But then there was the whole, obviously, chaos of the Draymond Jordan Poole stuff.
Right.
And that obviously hung over the team the whole year. Now, the year prior was when they won the championship. And I remember it was the season opener in L.A. versus the Lakers, much like this year. And they debuted Otto Porter and Nemanja Bjelica. And we're like, oh, they got something.
Yeah.
They got something. They probably already knew that. But us as fans didn't know it yet. And then we figured it out pretty quickly. And I think if they're relatively healthy, this might feel somewhat similar.
All right. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
He's ready to do it. So let's do this thing. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Out to the River Islands guest line we go for Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Let's do it. Let's debut the Warriors season. Let's welcome in the coach, Steve Kerr. Hey, coach, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic, man. It's great to see you and hear you. And let's just catch up a little bit, man. What'd you spend the off season doing? I assume it wasn't like what we did, which was just yell about Kuminga for 4 months. What did you do all summer long?
Well, we go down to San Diego, which is kind of our home base where we raised our family, and it's become our getaway. So July and August, I was on the beach quite a bit and just hanging out and not coaching USA basketball. So it was a good chance to recharge and refresh.
Do you have some memories that stood out? Like, what's the coolest thing you did this summer?
Well, my wife and I turned 60. We're a day apart.
Whoa.
And so yeah, so we turned 60. We took the whole family to Europe, and that was definitely the highlight of the summer. We went to England, France, and Spain, and took everybody, the grandkids, the spouses of our kids, and we had an absolute blast. It was an incredible trip.
That's fantastic. I want to reiterate to everybody, you can see Steve live on YouTube now if you want to check that out, youtube.com/95.7thegame. You strike me as someone like – last year, Steve, earlier this year, I turned 50, and we did a trip with a bunch of friends as well. You strike me as the type that doesn't have numbers like that kind of affect your view of self. Or did 60 hit you in some sort of a way?
Not really. Yeah, I've felt 60 for the last 10 years, to be honest with you. it's just a number, and you know, I don't really think much of it. It hit Margo, my wife. The number mattered to her, and it bothered her a little bit. But she's doing better now.
I think,
Yeah. But we're lucky we get to celebrate every year together. And it was so fun having the whole family. We did a lot of cool stuff. We went to Normandy, saw the War Memorial.
Wow.
Just incredible being there, and then had some time in London and Paris. And yeah, it was an amazing trip.
Steve, I'm sure you have more free time in the off season, of course, than during the season. You a big reader? You watch movies, shows? Maybe what's the best book or show or movie that you read or watched over the off season?
I read a great book called A Gentleman in Moscow, which was a best-selling novel, I think maybe a couple of years ago, and I loved it. It was fantastic. As far as movies, what are we watching right now? We're watching Task. Have you watched Task? I think it's maybe Apple TV.
I don't think I have, no.
No, we're watching that, and then Slow Horses as well.
Oh, I'm a big Slow Horses fan. Yeah.
Yeah, really good show. Great. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibs, and Grandy in for Dibs on 95.7 The Game, his first weekly visit of the season, which starts obviously in 5 days. There's also this, Steve, now that you're back stateside, but you're 60. So, you know, Steph's new bar, the eighth rule, do they allow people your age into that place? Have you been over there yet?
If not, I'm going to sue him.
Right?
For age discrimination.
I like it. I think you should.
Yeah, he's got some amazing stuff, Steph. I happened to watch his Breaking 50 with Bryson DeChambeau last night.
I was just going to ask you about it. My boys made me watch that with them last night, too. I don't want to say made me, but they were so excited that it got released. We probably shouldn't let people know what happened, but was that incredible or what?
It was so cool. So, you know, 3 weeks ago when it happened, I knew about it, and I asked Steph how it went. He just went on and on about how fun it was and how awesome it was and how great Bryson was, and just that he had a great day. You know, what he didn't tell me was that he played one of the best rounds of golf of his life.
Dude.
Every shot, like, you wouldn't have known if you didn't know anything about professional golf, you wouldn't have known that Bryson DeChambeau was better than Steph. That's how well he played and how long he hit it. And it was an incredible performance. I mean, but this is who Steph is. It's just, the guy's fearless. He rises to the occasion, even on the golf course. Man, that was impressive.
Steve, you've coached Steph forever. He never, ever, ever stops amazing us. But hold on. He's out driving Bryson DeChambeau, who is swinging his driver. That didn't even make sense to me. What was that?
Well, I think in Bryson's defense, the one hole where Steph was celebrating out driving him, I think he cut the corner a little bit.
A little bit. You know,
I don't know that he hit it further per se, but look, the fact that we're even having this discussion, right. I mean, Bryson he bombs it. He's the longest hitter on the tour, I believe. So you could tell, though, there was just immense respect between the two of them. Bryson's awesome. What a great guy. What the energy and the connection they had, the love for golf, the interest that Bryson had in Steph's life and in our sport. What a great show and what a great concept for Bryson to do that with different celebrities. It was the first one I've seen, but it was really fun to watch.
Steve, speaking of Steph, I'm sure he stays busy in the off season, no matter if it's an Olympic summer or not. But last year, just like you, out in Paris, winning the gold medal, a lot of basketball being played. I'm sure that was a challenge for him getting ready for the season last year. Didn't have as much basketball on his schedule this off season. Have you noticed a fresher Steph at all coming into this training camp?
I mean, he just always looked great, honestly. And by the way, here's my dog Lulu, in case you were wondering.
Lulu,
But Steph has. I thought the other night in Portland. Did you guys get a chance to see the game?
Yes, he was amazing.
I mean, he looked like Steph Curry always has. So he's still got it. I mean, I think the biggest thing when you're 37 is maintaining the level over the course of 82 games, and it just gets harder and harder. And at some point, you know, everybody runs into Father Time. And I think the important thing this year is for us to really navigate the season well, not only for Steph, but for Al, for Draymond, for Jimmy. You know, these guys are all incredible players, but they got a lot of mileage on them, and we've got to collaborate with them and the performance staff and make sure we put them in the best possible position to maintain that level.
Yeah, Steve, I wonder if you'd expand on that a little bit for the fans in terms of what they should expect with everyone who's had their 35th birthday and what that kind of means for back-to-backs and games played and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a little tricky because we have to comply with the league and the rules they have with with the stars and the back-to-back rules, the national TV rules. But there's no question. I mean, those guys are all going to miss games, whether it's because of injury or because they really need the rest because they're banged up. And so we will, as always, we'll work with the league and make sure we're complying by the rules. But that means at times not practicing. It means, sitting out a game occasionally, hopefully not too many, but there are certain stretches of the schedule that get more difficult.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whether it's because the player is banged up or because of the travel and the travel back and forth, sometimes we'll have like a four-game trip back east, come home, play one game, and then go back out on the road. And our performance team, they tell me, like, our players are way more vulnerable based on the schedule. And so we have people all over that. And that's how we're navigating everything.
Steve, you mentioned Father Time being undefeated, and Steph has already, I think, surpassed all of our possible expectations given the way that he's playing at his age. Do you ever just sit around and think that, you know, this ride that you've been on with Steph is going to come to an end invariably at some point? I imagine that's not an easy thing to think about, considering the things that you guys have done together, knowing that at some point, relatively soon, that's got to come to an end.
Yeah, well, it's all gravy at this point. I mean, I never could have imagined, 11 years here, and this is year 12, and I never could have imagined, winning four titles and going to the finals six times. I mean, it's just been an amazing run, and my main focus now is just enjoying every second of this while it lasts, because we don't know when it's going to end.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Steve, I want to ask you a couple of Jimmy Butler questions, and the first is this. I wonder if you'd take us all back to last year and his arrival. I can remember you telling us that, you'd never even met the guy, and there were some things you didn't know in terms of what to expect. I've got to think entering a major contributor into any team midseason probably comes with some challenges that all of us out here don't really realize. Can you speak to what that was like and what challenges were associated?
Honestly, most players, you're exactly right. There's a big challenge, especially most great players, because the whole team has to adapt and coach has to adapt and the player himself has to get used to his new surroundings. I can honestly say there was like zero adaptation or adjustment that they came. We started winning immediately. Jimmy is such a great player. He was also the perfect fit for us because, he doesn't turn it over and he takes the ball to the rim. He gets fouled. These were all areas that we struggled in, right? We've been a high turnover team. Steph and Draymond take a lot of chances. So we've always thrived with high IQ players around Steph and Draymond, guys like Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston and David West and all these guys who could, really feel the game and understand what we needed. So all of a sudden we get Jimmy. Not only are we taking care of the ball, but we're getting fouled. And when you get fouled, you get your defense set up and you get free points, easy points. Jimmy arrived and it was like an instant fit, and we hardly had to do anything as a coaching staff to make it happen. The puzzle just immediately fit.
So with that said, many of you have also said that having him for a full camp and a full year is just a huge, huge attribute for all of you now. I mean, it may have been seamless then, but can you detail why it's so important to you guys now to have this time and to start a season with him?
Well, mostly relationships and chemistry, continuity. We have great confidence now. When he got here, we weren't sure what was going to happen. And then he arrives and we go 23-7 and we upset the number two seed in the playoffs. Like, we're going into this year, like, we're good. We proved it last year. We were top five in both offense and defense. So we have a blueprint that everybody's feeling confident with. And then we all just know each other better than we did before. So there's a comfort level.
Steve, your GM, Mike Dunleavy, was on this station last week and talked about how last year at this time going into the season, he felt like the roster was incomplete and that you guys needed a move. That move ended up being the big move, at least, ended up being Jimmy Butler. And then he went on to say, I don't feel that way at all about this year. He goes into this season feeling like the roster's complete, like it's set. There isn't a major move that needs to be made. Do you agree? And if you do, when was the last time you felt as good about your opening night roster as you will with this one?
I do agree. I think we are set. We love our roster. We love the mix of our young guys with our vets. We think our young guys have made huge strides the last couple of years and are ready to take another step forward, and that they'll be able to help us win games when some of the older guys are missing games due to injury or rest or whatever it is. So love the roster. And, to be honest, over my 12 years, I've been incredibly blessed with great rosters year in and year out. So it's not always, a picture perfect fit. I think the last few years, the fit has been a little tricky at times, but this feels really good. The puzzle definitely fits well this year, and we have a lot of guys who can really contribute.
You mentioned 12 years on the job. Steve, what's the best part of it? What's the worst part of it? And you're not allowed to say that talking to us is the worst part of it.
The best part is that I look forward every day to getting to the gym. And when you can roll out of bed and be excited about your day every day, then you're winning. And so I'm winning on that front. The worst part, honestly, is the travel, the flights, you know, getting home or getting somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't mind it when I was a player. You know, when you're young, it doesn't affect you as much. You get a little older and those long flights catch up to you a little bit. You know, you got to spend the next day recovering. That part's not that much fun, but a small price to pay for an incredible job and a wonderful life that I get to live.
Yeah, 60 years old, I'm told, although you don't look like it, Steve.
How old do I look?
You know, not a day over 55, that's for sure.
Fair. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, speaking of the job, though, Steve, I thought you were very, very forthcoming last week when asked about going into this, you know, the last year of your current contract and sort of expressing there's no stress around this, that everybody's on the same page and it just is where it is right now. But I want to play for our audience something that that owner Joe Lacob said on the TK show recently, because there was sort of a specific way that he packaged the conversation that you guys might have. So here it is when TK asked Joe Lacob about your future and your contract.
Yeah, if it was up to, I know it's a hypothetical, but if it's up to you, would he came to you, let's do this for another year, you would be all on board for that, another 2 years, another 3 years?
I mean, I'm not going to commit to anything like that. I think I want, the only thing I want to know is that that he wants to do it and he has the energy and drive and enthusiasm for it. That is a requirement I do need from him. I need it from our GM. I need it from everyone in the organization and including me. Mm-hmm. I need to be motivated. I need to be enthusiastic. I need to be working my ass off every day. And if I can get that out of them, then I want them to be here.
I thought that was an interesting choice of words there. The energy, drive, and enthusiasm. Is that part of the thought process on your end? A question in your mind?
No, it's, I think it's, I'm not worried about that part of it. And I think Joe is exactly right. I love that he said that. I think we all need to be enthused and energized to do a great job. I think I've just gotten to the point here with this run where I can take my time and I have a partnership with Joe and with Mike where they understand I want to just see where everything is at the end of the year. And I think it benefits them too. You know, you see a lot of cases where things don't end well with a coach and maybe it's time to move on and, you know, they have to pay the coach and there's, you know, there can be some acrimony. I really want this to end perfectly, like, you know, just the way it's supposed to end. It's been such an amazing run. And so whether that is at the end of this year or the end of, you know, next year or the year after, it's going to end really well. And we have a partnership here that allows us to do that, where we can just say, look, let's just take it year by year. And I'm not doing this for leverage. I'm just doing it because I want to see where our organization is at the end of the year, where I am and where the players are. And then, you know, I kind of assume that it's going to go well and I'll be back, to be honest with you. But I just think it makes sense to just, at this stage, just take it year by year and see where everyone is.
Steve, in your mind, this ending perfectly, does that mean, you know, when you imagine it, does that mean, you know, you and Steph riding off in the sunset together? Like, can you imagine not finishing this out with Steph as a Warrior?
No, I can't imagine that. But, you know, things change dramatically in sports and in so many ways. You never know how anything plays out. And again, this allows everybody to just not worry about it. And we get on the same page at the end of the year once we see, you know, how the hand is laid out. And like I said, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, using this for leverage, like I'm going to go somewhere else. And you know, this is just about, I'm 60 years old. I will have been here 12 years. There's going to be a next era to this thing. And at that point, I'm very sure that they're going to, Joe and Mike should bring somebody new in when, and get it, you know, get a new face, new blood, all of that. But if you know, hopefully that's not for 2 or 3 years and I'm here during that whole run. And that's kind of what I expect, but we'll, like I said, this allows us to just play it out and see what happens.
Steve Kerr with us every single week here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Grandy in for Dibs today. Okay, Coach, here comes the contractually obligated Jonathan Kuminga question of the day. Now, I actually wanted to ask you this because I remember late last season when we knew he was headed for restricted free agency, you had mentioned that if he were going to be back on the team, you were really looking forward to camp with him to see if you guys could all get into the lab and figure out that fit. And so here as camp is coming to a close, I'd love to know, you know, how'd it go?
Well, it's gone really well. Jonathan's had a heck of a camp. He's brought really good energy. You saw in the Portland game the other night, 6 rebounds. You know, it's one thing we're really adamant about is just, you know, being active off the ball and getting in the mix to use that great athleticism that he has and his size. And when he plays like he did the other night where he's in the mix, in the paint, you know, getting to the rim on plays in transition or in the half court, you see the way he's passing. It's the best he's passed the ball and in his time here. So he's had a really good camp and he's going to be a big part of things for sure. And the other factor here is, you know, we've added Al Horford and we didn't know that, you know, at the end of last year. And so now we've got another front court space five. You know, last year we had Quentin Post the second half of the year, but, you know, not really ready to commit, you know, a huge role to Quentin. But I would imagine Al Horford can help Jonathan quite a bit because of the floor spacing when the two of them are out there together. So I'm excited. I think that we're going to have a lot of different combinations, a lot of different looks, and JK is going to play a big part in all that.
Steve, I'm glad you brought up Al Horford. I want to ask you something that he was quoted saying recently. He essentially said part of the reason, or maybe the reason, why he left Boston was after Tatum's injury and what their offseason was, he felt like they didn't give him a good enough chance to win a championship. And he says that about Boston and signs here. What does that say about his confidence in you, in this group, and what your expectations are this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think every player in the league would love to play with Steph Curry, honestly. And I think Al, you know, having faced us in the finals in 22 and you know, having played against Steph for the last 15 years, I mean, he recognizes that. Remember, Al played against Jimmy Butler in the Eastern Conference Finals a couple times, too. So he recognizes how good these guys are. You know, how potent they are, and playing with Draymond, the two of them defensively can be really dynamic. So I think it's a perfect fit for Al and a perfect fit for us, and we were thrilled that he felt that way and wanted to come here.
All right, Coach, how do you stop Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield from leaving basketball and taking their comedy show on the road this year?
Well, they're going to do both, and that's what I'm excited about. Great chemistry between those guys. Buddy brings great chemistry to any locker room. He's just a joy to be around and hilarious. And every day is a good day with Buddy. And Jimmy has played right into that. And, you know, it's an underrated factor on great teams when you have dynamics like that, friendships like that, where guys are giving each other stuff and in the locker room. And there's a lot of laughter, a lot of joy. We have a lot of that, and we're excited.
Have you seen this bobblehead that's being given away at the preseason finale tomorrow night? Dead ringer for both players, and they've got their bobblehead together, and beautiful motif there at your home. I think this might be nice displayed on the shelf there, Steve.
I look forward to seeing it. I have not seen it yet, and yeah, I'm bringing one home for sure.
All right, love it. Steve, we're looking forward to the year. Obviously, we thank you for your time as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks, right. Steve.
Beat the Lakers. All right. There's Steve Kerr joining us right here on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game.
Good to have him back on the airwaves.
Very good to have him back. What'd you think?
I was excited going into this interview. I am even more excited coming out of it for the season ahead.
What'd you hear that makes you even more excited?
He said, and this isn't a surprise, but he said, you know, the last few years, the roster just didn't quite ever fit together, but the puzzle is fitting easily this year, which I think, you know, you understand the kind of basketball the Warriors like to play. I think you could have figured that out on your own, but it means a little extra coming from the head coach of the team.
No doubt. No doubt. By the way, sitting here chatting about the Warriors and talking with Steve Kerr on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yeah, I think that's probably the number one takeaway, or it's certainly among the number one takeaways, is that it sounded very, very genuine, his excitement of the way this whole puzzle sort of fits together. I think for those of you who have done a deep dive this offseason into the Jonathan Kuminga conversation, you can only be pleased with the answer he gave there. He said Jonathan's had a great camp. He pointed to some specifics in certain preseason games where he sees Jonathan really trying.
He was really good in the first half in Portland.
He really was.
He got ejected, but he was really
good. That's okay. The refs missed something.
And Steve Kerr said he liked him getting ejected, honestly.
I think that when things don't fit, you know what I mean? All you can do is, like, try, man. Let's see everybody trying to get on the same page.
Yeah.
And I thought we saw that from JK. Obviously, it's very limited time that we've seen these guys. It's the preseason. Take from it what you will. But Steve pointed to really getting after the rebounding and really trying to get in the paint and man that area. And then the Al Horford part, additional floor spacers are going to help Jonathan. I think you have to be optimistic about that answer. And then obviously the stuff about his job situation and his contract. I think if you're a Warrior fan, that's what you want to hear, which is there some sort of posturing or negotiating going on here? Maybe. I don't know. But the bottom line is, can you imagine someone else coaching the end of Steph Curry's career? And I can't. And it sounds like he can't.
He said
either.
No, flatly. Yeah. I asked him, and he said, no, I can't imagine that.
Right.
Because he said he wants this to end in the perfect way. And Steve, what's the perfect way for this to end? I mean, there's no way it can't be you and Steph riding out together, right? And he's like, yeah, that's right. So now how many times did he say, this isn't me, you know, using this as leverage? I mean, maybe there's a little bit of negotiating going on. Who knows how it's working behind the scenes?
I mean,
but
you know,
that is a guy that seems pretty laid back and comfortable in the position that he's in.
I don't even know. Like, it's funny. I mean, there's always room to negotiate. But it's funny because sometimes you look at situations and you know sort of where this is all going to land. Like, what are we doing? Is Joe going to be like, we'd like to move you down to being the seventh highest paid coach in the game? Like, right? It's kind of like with Jonathan. I don't know how many years it's going to be. I don't know who's going to be mad. But he's going to make low 20s for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or whatever he chose for it to be. It's kind of the same thing here. So what's the pushback? I don't know. I have no choice, I think, in this moment to sort of take both sides at their word. Steve was really stressing the idea that in this particular case, it just makes sense to wait and see what happens. And at the end of the year, the next move will be clear. I mean, if the Warriors win 22 games, that's one conversation. If they win 52 games, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, and Steve is like, I mean, is he current NBA coaches? Don't include Popovich anymore because he's right, not the coach of the Spurs. But it's Kerr, it's maybe Rick Carlisle, it's definitely Spoelstra.
It's right? One of the top guys in the game.
Like, unique situations. And I think Kerr is at a level by himself. But if you are those kinds of coaches, not that you kind of run the way things happen, but like Steve Kerr feels so much more comfortable going into quote unquote a lame duck year than like any other coach in the NBA.
I don't think there's any stress at all. None.
Like if you Jason Kidd just got an extension from the Mavericks, right. I think. Like, I'm sure that I imagine he was going into a lame duck year. I don't know that off the top of my head, but I would imagine that's why they got the contract extension done, because they felt awkward and uncomfortable with Jason Kidd going into a lame duck year. Steve Kerr does not feel that, and it's not because Steve Kerr is a unique human. It's because Steve Kerr is Steve Kerr, four-time champion head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and the only player that he's ever coached. I mean, of course, other players, but Steph Curry has been on the team every year that he's coached. Like, there's no question that they could do this in the offseason. They could do this tomorrow. They could do this in January if both sides want to get it done, and I can't imagine why both sides wouldn't want to get it done.
I think sometimes we forget because we're sports fans, and so what we do is we always think about things kind of through the same lens, because if you're a fan like we are, your lens never changes. You can be 20 years old or 70 years old. The only thing that changes is that you chill out a little bit with the result of every game on every night. Yep. But I think it's good to try to put ourselves in the position of the people that we're talking about and who they are and where they are in the arc of their life. Like, what did he talk about? We're like, how's the summaries? Like, well, me and my wife turned 60. And what's the best part of the job? What's the worst part of the job? Well,
the travel sucks.
Being on plane flights three times a week,
especially when you're this old,
does not feel so good anymore.
Yeah.
And your legacy is secure. You've made $1 billion. The guy needs a bobblehead, but outside of that,
he'll get one tomorrow. Don't worry.
Right? He needs nothing. He needs no one to say anything about him. He doesn't need to do this or anything else. If he wants to sit on the beach and golf in San Diego for the rest of his days, he can do that. If he wants to broadcast, he could do that. If he did want to coach somewhere else, I don't think he does, he can do that.
Oh, there's like 15 teams that would fire their coach just to hire Steve.
And if he wants to be Steph Curry's coach for the rest of his career, which I think he does and I think Steph wants, then he will do that. But we're the ones who are like, well, you're going into the last year of your contract. And he's like, feet up, shoes off. We're fine.
I also think you played for him what Joe Lacob said to Tim Kawakami on the TK show, which essentially was Lacob. You want to just play it one more time?
Yeah. Sure.
What Joe Lacob told TK?
Yeah, here it is from the TK show.
Yeah, if it was up to, I know it's a hypothetical, but if it's up to you, he came to you, let's do this for another year, you would be all on board for that, another 2 years, another 3 years?
I mean, I'm not going to commit to anything like that. The only thing I want to know is that he wants to do it and he has the energy and drive and enthusiasm for it. That is a requirement I do need from him. I need it from my GM. I need it from everyone in the organization and including me. Mm-hmm. I need to be motivated. I need to be enthusiastic. I need to be working my ass off every day. And if I can get that out of them, then I want them to be here.
I'm just going to be straight. This is a weird answer.
It is weird.
It's a weird answer.
But Steve Kerr,
it's fine, but it's a weird answer.
And who knows if he's telling us the complete truth, but his answer was, I'm glad Joe said that because I feel the same way. If I'm not 100% up,
right.
He did say that. He said, I'm glad Joe said that.
I know, but it's an answer that you would give when you're like recruiting kids who have just gotten out of college. You know what I mean? It's like a win one for the Gipper type of a, like, this is what we expect around here. It's like, I'm pretty sure Steve knows what you expect around here. Y'all been together for years and years, over a decade. So when he says that, and he's like, they need to be activated, and I need to be activated, and it's like, no one asked you about that. So that's fine. You get to answer it the way you want, but I don't know that anybody's mind was like, is that a question mark? Is that like, is there the thought that we might get to the end of the year and people might not be activated for this? I guess maybe, like if everybody gets hurt and the whole thing sucks, right, are people going to be like, I just don't have the energy for that? Maybe.
I mean,
that doesn't seem like a likely scenario where people are like, I'm just out of gas.
I wouldn't put my money on it. But I mean, on same token, like Steve Kerr did say, like, the travel sucks. Like, who knows how much longer he wants to do the travel for? Like, I don't know.
Right, but like, outside of
and he has been through a lot as the head coach of the Warriors. A lot.
Outside of the scenario that is not, I will not use words and put this out into the public, but outside of that scenario, where in effect, at the end of this year, we're not like Steph Curry is not going to play basketball anymore.
Oh, God, don't you?
You know what I mean?
Don't Don't go there.
No, but outside of that, what scenario is there where though at minimum, those two guys, forget everyone else, forget Joe, forget Dunleavy, whatever. How on earth, what scenario where we arrive at the end of the year, are Steph Curry and Steve Kerr going to be like, yeah, not feeling doing this together anymore? That doesn't seem possible.
Seems very unlikely.
Yeah.
He says, in a perfect world, and Steve Kerr has a lot of control over this, he's the head coach of the Warriors as long as Steph Curry is on the Warriors. And last time I checked, Steph Curry's under contract for this year and next.
Exactly.
So as far as I am thinking about this, Steve Kerr will be the coach of the Warriors for at least this year and next. And that end of story for me at this point, honestly.
We got time if some of you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You want to weigh in on what stood out from the Steve Kerr conversation? 888-957-9570. Go ahead.
I also think how he answered your question about Jonathan Kuminga was, if you are a Kuminga fan or you're of the belief that the Warriors need Kuminga to be good this year, and I think there's plenty reasons to believe that that has to work in order for the Warriors to really reach their potential, he seemed very confident that there's going to be a more direct path to consistent Kuminga contributions this year.
I mean, look, I think the two things to take from it, because at no point was Steve going to start the year by going, I don't know if he's going to play.
Say after one of the preseason games, essentially, man, the Kuminga-Draymond-Jimmy combo still doesn't really work.
And it may still not. All he said now is that it really works with Al Horford, and that helps. And is Al going to start? I mean, I think all of us are assuming so, but I don't know. And what kind of minutes is Al going to play? Like, they're all the combinations that you got to figure out. And so I still don't think we're in any way, not that he would have answered this, and I don't even want to know at this point, because this is all going to evolve. But I don't think Jonathan's going to start. I don't think Jonathan's going north of 30 minutes on most nights. But the way a coach looks at it is twofold. A, are you a piece of this puzzle? The answer was yes. And B, are we seeing Jonathan do the things that the organization has been asking him to do? And he said yes. Like that, if you're a JK fan, then that's, I think
two best answers you could have got.
Those are the two things you wanted to hear. He's part of this, and we're seeing what we want to see. Yeah. What else could you want him to say at this point?
No. The now you're just waiting for what it looks like come opening night and beyond. And we're 5 days away. 5 days away.
Lakers,
5 days from
man.
Right now, yeah. we'll be 23 minutes away from Warriors Live for the first time.
We're going to be at Splash.
You guys are going to be at Splash.
We're going to be at Splash.
Whew.
You should come down to Splash as soon as you finish up. Come watch it. I'm not going home.
Yeah.
I'm almost there to the end.
The best spot in the city to watch a Warriors game.
Nachos,
not at Chase.
I'm counting down to the chicken nachos already. Oof. So good.
Smash burger.
Also good.
Yep.
Haven't had a bad dish there.
And it's all good.
We've had almost everything. And my gosh, for that, I got to think that the place is going to be jammed.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean that in a good way. Like, the atmosphere is going to be all turned up. Warriors and Lakers, no LeBron. Next Tuesday night, the opener will be there from 2 to 6.
Oh, LeBron, I forgot about
that. And then, come watch the game with us.
And then Thursday, who are they hosting to begin the season?
Denver, right?
That's Jokic in town?
No Westbrook, though.
No Westbrook.
I was like, I'll stay for that because I don't have to look at Westbrook.
And then they got a back-to-back. They play in Portland on Friday. So Thursday at home, Portland on Friday.
Coming at you fast. Here we go. Yeah. This is what Steve was talking about. He's like,
they have five back-to-backs, I think, in the first month, first 30 days of the year.
Like 60-year-old guy. So Monday we fly to L.A. Then you play a basketball game.
Tuesday.
Do you fly back right after the game?
I think they probably would fly back Wednesday.
Maybe they fly back Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Maybe Thursday morning. All right. Shoot around. Play Denver. Get right back to the airport.
Fly to Portland. Sleep for
basketball.
A few hours.
That's all before the weekend even gets you. Man.
Over under 2.5 wins in those first three games.
Under. I'm not going to give them 3-0. That feels hard.
Oh, you're right. I meant to set it at 1.5.
Oh. Over.
2-1?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, I like 2-1. I love 3-0, but that's a lot. That's a lot to ask.
I think Portland's going to be decent this year.
Yeah, Portland is an interesting young athletic team. Could the Warriors be tired coming off? I hope you're not tired on the third game. But
it's a back-to-back. Al Horford.
3 games in 4 nights. Yeah. A lot of whole national TV going on. A lot of, banging up against Jokic down in the post, all that stuff. And, like you just said, maybe no Al Horford. I don't know. So we'll see. This Sunday, though, back to Niners kickoff show, Lo Neal, Evan Giddings, live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, starting at 3, all the early games and the midday games and the beer garden and the DJ and the bartenders and the Gold Bar Whiskey specials. You should go. This sounds like fun. And if you're going to go to the game, you sign up for the free shuttle that'll take you from Laughing Monk to the stadium. To do that, you go to our website and find the Eventbrite page and sign up with spots going fast. 957thegame.com. 888-957-9570 is the number. Grandy is in for Dibs. This is Willard and Dibs. You're 60. So, Steph's new bar, the Eighth Rule, do they allow people your age into that place? Have you been over there yet?
If not, I'm going to sue him.
Right?
For age discrimination.
I like it. I think you should.
He just always looked great, honestly. And by the way, here's my dog Lulu, in case you were wondering.
Lulu.
Now back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
Now, there might be multiple dogs. I don't know if Lulu was the dog we met last year and started barking in the middle of the show.
One of them, I think, is his daughter's dog,
correct, right?
But
all I can say is that Lulu tonight, and we saw Lulu on YouTube.
Yeah, made an appearance.
Pretty chill.
Yeah.
That didn't sound like a 5 o'clock barker to me. But who knows? Dogs have multiple moods, just like people.
Yeah, Lulu was just chilling on the couch with Steve during the interview. We also learned that Steve is a dog owner that lets the dog on the couch, which I think is normal.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
You can't do it yet.
You have, don't get a dog if you're gonna, gonna be like the people who don't take the plastic off of the couch. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, I try to close my door when I leave for work in my bedroom because Penny loves being on my bed, and she also knows how to dig her way under the covers. No joke. The dog goes over there and paws like a little spot so she can sort of half be under the covers. So I make the bed every day, and I get home to looking like I'm a slob. Walk into my bedroom, and the sheets are just all over, and she's just looking at me like, what?
Does she know how to open the door?
No, if I close the door, but she is learning how to open doors. Like, they, you know, I have those doorknobs that are the ones that you just kind of pull down.
Yeah, so she can get her paws on there. And just...
Yeah, they learn how to do that, but no, she's usually more of a, what I have to be careful of is to not to accidentally, because I have the habit of closing the door when I leave, I got to make sure that she's not in there when I do that, because that's when you can really come home to some bad stuff.
Yes, no doubt.
Anyway.
Lulu on YouTube, Steve Kerr's dog.
Dog's got to be on the couch, right?
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing here? Unless the dog is one of them 100-pound dogs, then that's like...
Yeah, if your dog just uncontrollably is like drooling, like more than slobber, but just like the relentless drool.
Well, but some of the big dogs don't realize that they're big.
Oh, and they'll just sit on your lap like they're a 15-pound dog.
Chihuahuas, and they'll jump on the couch, and you're like, there's a horse on me while I'm trying to watch a show. So you got to be careful of that, too.
We also learned Steve Kerr watches Task and Slow Horses.
So
Slow Horses is a great show.
This is always the part of the Steve Kerr interview where everything just flies over my head, because if I watch it, it's a sporting event. And if it's not a sporting event, I'm asleep. Like, I don't speak shows.
Task is a couple of texts came in on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. The 669 and the 415 saying Task is on HBO Max with Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, okay.
I did not know about Task.
Yeah, I don't know about it either.
And Slow Horses is a British crime drama.
Well, that sounds fun.
On Apple TV.
On Apple TV.
Yes, very good. New season is currently coming out right now every Tuesday.
Wait, is that on the Plus, Apple TV Plus, or just Apple TV?
Apple TV Plus. I don't know.
It's Plus?
I think so. You have to pay for a subscription.
Because I have, like, we watch through the Apple TV, but I don't know that we have the Plus.
I don't know what the difference is, honestly. I think
usually,
it's the Plus.
Usually when a platform puts a Plus next to it, I'm like, I'm out. Like, I could watch ESPN, but you do ESPN Plus, I think I'm out.
Stars Gary Oldman.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it sounds great.
It's very good.
I don't not like shows. I just don't have any room for them. I don't know how y'all have time to do these things. There's three kids, there's a dog, there's multiple jobs, and then there's sleep. And there's
that
food.
Takes up your whole day.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah. All those things. They all happen every day.
I don't have kids. I don't have a dog. And I have one show. One job.
I would love to watch a show. There are times where my whole night is based on let's get everything done so you can watch a show. I rarely execute, but when I do, I'll lay down or sit down and turn on the show. Gone.
Have you heard of a show called The Pitt?
I've heard of it.
It won the Emmy for, I think, the best drama this year.
Usually when I see Pitt, I'm like, who are they playing? Like, that's all, you know what I mean?
It's an ER emergency room in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's new.
And it's a 15-episode first season, and each episode is an hour, and the whole season is a full 15-hour shift in the ER.
Okay, like, so it's one of those real-time things.
It's really good.
Yeah,
really good.
I like that idea. That's pretty cool. By the way, though, speaking of shows, and this came up with Steve, y'all, like, I don't want to ruin this. If you're a Warrior fan and you don't go check out Bryson DeChambeau's latest episode of Break 50.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
You're doing yourself a disservice.
How long is it?
An hour. Okay. 50 minutes to an hour. Like, and they went and played Lake Merced.
Oh.
So this was done here. And you heard Steve reference like that this was just 3 weeks ago. So Bryson, and here's the concept. When they say Break 50, because we didn't get this far into it, so that you, those of you who haven't watched, understand what Break 50 is. This is a series by Bryson DeChambeau, where another celeb or someone in the community or whatever who plays golf will come join him for a round at a course called Break 50. They will play from the up most forward tees. So imagine Bryson and Steph from the Reds, basically.
Yeah.
But, and then they're scrambling. So it's two shots, pick the best shot, yeah. Go from there.
So they both hit a drive, and correct. Whichever shot's closer to the tee. Or,
and
yeah,
and the so they play the whole 18 holes and see if they can break 50.
That's crazy.
And in order to break 50, meaning, in other words, a 49, that's 23 under par. So what you're essentially asking of yourself is at least five eagles and
birdies everywhere else.
And what does that leave? 13 birdies. Is that right? Yeah, 13 birdies and five eagles. And no pars. You get a par, add another eagle.
Yeah, that's incredibly hard to do. It's even on a scramble.
Even like, and I don't know how many episodes there's been. There've been at least seven or eight. Never before have Bryson and his partner broken 50. It's not at the start of this episode, and you'll have to go watch to see if they were the first. No one's done it. On one episode, they broke 50 before, but it was three people.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Bryson and two partners.
Yeah. And in a scramble, the more people you add, the easier it is because it's more likely you'd have a better shot.
You're right. Yeah. You'll get three putts instead of two putts and three shots to choose from and all of that. So a three-person group did it. No two-person group has ever done it. And the latest episode is Steph shot at Lake Merced 3 weeks ago. It is wild entertainment.
And Steve said that Steph hit the ball really well. I'll have to go watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how it finishes or anything. I'll just tell you this. If you're a Warrior fan, every night of the year you watch him play, right, you're amazed. He never ceases to amaze.
Amazing the preseason.
But not even just the basketball. And then there's the tunnel shots. And then there's the sparkling behavior. And there's just the there's the Steph Curry-ness of it all. I know we've watched him play golf before. He's won the tournament in Tahoe.
Yeah.
He's been in tournaments before. Like this gives you a view of Steph Curry's golf game that you've never had before. And the fact that an NBA player plays golf like that is unthinkable.
It's honestly kind of unfair.
Thinkable.
It's kind of unfair how good he is at everything.
He is so good. Within two holes, Bryson is looking at him.
Who the hell is this guy?
What are you doing? What in the hell are you doing? It is...
Steve said that if you didn't know any better, you wouldn't be sure who was the pro and who wasn't.
Absolutely accurate. 100% accurate. No exaggeration at all.
Steph is so good that even if you are, like, you grew up a fan of the Warriors, as I have, as you have, he's so good at all this stuff, it honestly kind of makes you a little angry.
Oh, he's one of those humans in life. Like, if I were Seth Curry... I would hate him.
Like Guru being mad that Dibs is hitting all of his picks to begin the year?
Okay, imagine. I'm Seth Curry. I'm really good at golf. I'm an NBA basketball player. I am nowhere near as good as my brother at anything. Anything. I mean, it's not real. It's just not real.
It is not.
So, anyway, dude, great stuff today.
That was fun.
It's fun having you here. What's going on here at 6 o'clock there, Luke?
Most definitely Steve Kerr.
Oh, Steve Kerr. I figured.
That makes
Steve
sense.
Kerr. Steve, well.
It's a great interview.
It's kind of a big name. All right, that's what's coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
In a way, maybe from back there.
I mean, you could have just said yes.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I do.
Yeah, get Dibs all pissed off. I know he's listening. But anyway, yeah, Dibs will be back. Grandy will be here. For Grandy, for Lucas, for Steven, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.